home. I left my dear old mother to weep and mourn. I am a rebel soldier and far from my home. It's grape shot and musket and the cannon lumber loud. There's many a mangled body, the blanket for their shroud. There's many a mangled body left on the fields alone. I am a rebel soldier and far from my home.
All right, folks, thanks for joining me here today on the broadcast on this 25th day of August 2022. And we're having problems with the restream feed here. Not sure why, but it's not loading like it should. So what we're going to do here is I'm going to punt and go back and install this in another way. And what we'll be doing here, hopefully, is getting this restream started here right away. Thanks so much for joining us here again today in the broadcast. We appreciate it. We've been trying to get this going here on the Rumble channel, but it's not working very well. So I'm going to do something a little bit differently, and it will be on the flatheadtruth.com. If you want to catch the live show, you know, 9 times out of 10, it's on flatheadtruth.com when it doesn't, when the restream works like it's supposed to. So we're going to try to get that going right now. And we do appreciate your patience. Okay. We're just going to go over some of the news today that's going on. We don't have any guests at all. I have opened the phone lines, however, and if you want to call in on the phone lines, you can do that. I'm going to be opening the phones here just in a moment as soon as I get the feed set up here with the with Rumble, which I think will just be just in a minute. Okay, there we go. So the Rumble feed's live again. The Facebook feed is not, unfortunately, and that's kind of a bummer. But hopefully I can get that started too. But that's going to take a little bit longer. Anyway, if you want to call in, I've had people sending me messages saying they'd like to call into the broadcast. So if you'd like to, if somebody's already called in, apparently, looks like they've called in already waiting, you can dial in by calling 563-999-3736, 563-999-3736. And what I'm going to do here is I'm going to try to launch this one more time. I'm going to try to launch the restream so we can get on Facebook. And a caller, if you're listening in, I will be with you in just a moment. Some of the things we're going to be talking about today is going to be the concerted effort, especially over in Europe, to really freeze the folks right out. And we're going to cover that. And you know, it looks like I'm going to have to go back and set up the Facebook as well here. Give me a quick second. It's just not working properly. Restream really kind of bumming me out. It hasn't been working right lately, and I pay every month for it, which is kind of have to frown on that. But anyway, we're going to try to launch the Facebook thing here just in a moment, and it's not working very well. Anyway, okay, so here we go. I'm going to set this up right now, and if you're waiting to come into Facebook here. It's going to start in just a second. Give me about 10 seconds or 15 seconds, and we'll have Facebook running here. You probably don't know that if you're on Facebook because you're not going to be able to hear me. But be patient if you're listening on other platforms. There we go, starting the broadcast now. And hopefully we get all this going here just in a second, and we can pay attention to what's going on with the news. Okay. Again, we do have a caller in the broadcast. Now, the rules of the call program are you don't have to agree with me. You don't have to agree with any of the guests that we have on, although there's no guest on today. Just be respectful. Don't be abusive. And, you know, we try to keep this a family show, if you will. So just please keep the vulgarity to really don't cuss. We really don't do that here on this broadcast. We appreciate that. But what we'll do here before we can get in the news, we'll take this caller on the line here. Caller, we're going to bring you on. Caller, are you there? Please state your first name and where you're calling from.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Awesome. So we'll just say I'm a frog from Colorado.
Okay.
I don't mean this timing is God's will, that's for sure. I don't know if I haven't been keeping up. I apologize. Are you aware of the fact that this week is Cynthia Abzug's trial?
Yes, I am certainly aware of that. I had Megan. I had Megan Fox, who's down there in. She's down there in. Currently in Colorado right now. Megan Fox is down there, and she is. I had her on my show. I think it was yesterday. So yes, I'm very aware of what's going on.
So I would like to put you in touch with Joe Altman to talk about this. If you
that name sounds familiar. How come that name sounds familiar to me? Why does that name sound familiar, Joe Altman?
He is a very influential person in Douglas County. FEC United, the conservative daily podcast. He's the person that gave the testimony that he heard Eric Coomer on a call talking about the elections. Any of that ring a bell?
Yeah, yes. That's where, yeah. And, you know, I think someone reached out to me here when I did my, I think I had a show a couple of days ago, and someone put that gentleman's name in the Facebook feed and said, I need to contact Joe Altman. But I, you know, wow.
Yeah.
I can't say how
so
many
I'm
comments
I'm friends
are.
With him. And
okay,
I was
good.
Literally just talking to him about you guys connecting. And he actually is on, he's live right now as well on Conservative Daily. So I don't know if you wanted, what you have planned, if you would be willing to, if you would be willing to, you guys maybe have you call in or vice versa. Or he has a show later today too.
Sure. Absolutely. I have another interview between 2:30 and 4 o'clock today, Montana time. Other than that, absolutely, I'd be happy to talk to him because this
what's
is what's going on
way
here.
To being connected, you know. To
so initially, just
wrap
go ahead
up.
And
how should I
send me an email? Just send me an email. The emails all listed under my videos. Send me that email, and then what we do is we'll exchange phone numbers. I don't want to give my phone number out over the air because,
of course,
that is ends up in
yep.
bad. That's bad for me in the long run. So, what am I doing?
Yeah.
That.
I'm so glad I caught you. I love you, and I appreciate. Really, I watched interviews with Cindy, and everything, and that because I have a daughter. With very similar diagnosis from what I understand. I was actually in a Denver special needs group with Cindy on Facebook before all of this happened. And I went back and I found her posts. So my heart really goes out to her.
My heart goes out to her well, too, as well. And I really appreciate your kind words. Thanks very much. Just, I saw that, you know, here's you know, my view on things, and I've said it before openly. You know, a man's role is supposed to be able to, you know, protect women and children and those that are, you know, can't defend themselves and to stand up for the weak, you know, and disenfranchised. And, you know, we've lost our way as men. And that's really there's nothing heroic. I just saw that a woman that was in need, a damsel in distress, if you will. And I said, you know, I just can't let this travesty continue. But, yeah, if, you know, if everybody just does a little, no one, you know, people have to fly around in capes and, you know, in tights. They just have to do a little. If everybody does a little, we can take this whole machine down.
Amen. Amen. I'm so glad I got a hold of you. This is perfect.
Well, I'm glad you did, too. Please have your friend Joe, you know, give me a
well, I'll make the connection.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, please make the connection. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day. God bless. Okay, folks, there goes a caller from Colorado. If you want to call in and have a question about anything that we've covered here on the broadcast or anything we're going to be covering today, I'm going to try to keep the line open for the phones. I have four monitors, but sometimes seemingly that's not enough. So I'm going to try to keep the monitor open here for the phone. If you want to call in to the show, I will give you that number right now, 563-999-3736. 563-999-3736, and feel free to call in really any time. I'm just going to be doing news, and if you call, you call. Okay, so it looks like Facebook is going, but the I was really let down, sadly, by Restream. Let me down again. So I may just dump that whole service because if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. I'm not going to pay every month for it. Okay. Let's cover some of the. I'm going to cover some of the news that's going on. And you can see the first thing I want to talk about is you can see what's going on here. Of course, remember, before we get to these several stories here that I'm going to be talking about, remember their game plan. Their game plan is they have several different programs that they run, and I talk about this often. They have the divide and conquer strategy. They have the Hegelian dialectic, which is problem, reaction, solution. They present the problem. They wait for your reaction, and then they provide the solution. And then, of course, there's the long-standing and tried and true and method of order out of chaos. That is the method that they're trying to utilize in Europe and eventually over here, order out of chaos. If they think they can make the situation so bad and they can push society in the direction that causes that societies essentially to break down, food riots, all-out mayhem in large cities. You think the whole BLM thing of a couple of years ago or the Antifa thing was bad. That's just like a warm-up rounds compared to what they have really in store for us. And when they do that and they implement their plan, which you better believe they have one, what their hope is that it's going to get so bad and people are going to get so distraught and there's going to be so much carnage and mayhem and madness that they're going to beg for them to come in and bring in UN troops, whatever their plan is, mercenaries, who knows at this point, because there's not people that care about America. They're not the ones running things. So we got that going for us, of course. I got to start this recording. I meant to do that a while ago. So Order Out of Chaos is one of the main foundations of their operation. And if they can, couple that with the problem reaction solution, you pull those together and you can run that operation properly with both of those elements in place and running smoothly. The average regular Joe and Jane doesn't really have a chance because the psychological manipulation that goes on, is at a level that most people can't even really recognize, first of all, or combat, second of all. So we're in the soup right now. We have let just by basically by our laziness, our ability to be distracted. We've allowed these people to pretty much get in almost every position of power. They've infiltrated just about every institution. And now they're playing their game out here. As you can see, it started with, the scamdemic, and they are continuing it now. Phase two is either freeze or /starve out the folks. And they're moving towards that direction. As I talked about, I was with Mike Adams on his podcast here a couple of days ago. I don't even remember when he played it. It was yesterday or the day before. I think it was Monday evening, and it was live on Tuesday. He put it out there. At any rate, we were talking about the energy crisis in Europe, and of course, it is by design. They want chaos. You don't think that any of these people are going to, any of these so-called rulers are going to sit one night in a house without the heat cranking is whatever level they want it to. You don't think they're going to have to walk back and forth or ride their bicycle back to their job because they don't have money for gas, do you? Do you really think that they're going to suffer with the folks? Well, of course not. It's preposterous to think otherwise. Right? This is the criminal class of scoundrels that we have, sadly, by our non-participation, by our apathy, by our laziness, by our easiness to be distracted. I don't know what you want to say, but we're all somewhat culpable. We're all somewhat to blame for allowing these people to take power. And as I stated yesterday, I think, or the day before, or several times, the tyrants don't give, they're not going to give the country back to patriots. You think they're just going to say sorry for being tyrants? Now, did you see that's funny? Because that's what the CDC came out and said. We were wrong about this. We apologize. Please forgive us. We made a mistake on the whole COVID thing. Oh, really? Really, you think that's going to be sufficient? Yeah, pull a B&E on your neighbor's place and then go before the judge and go, Your Honor, I'm sorry. I really thought this guy was gotten his goods. He stole his property, and I was going to go in and retrieve it for the cops. I apologize. Oh, no problem. That's okay. You can B&E, and that's okay. Go back home. Everything's going to be okay. Of course not. That means nothing. I mean, in a real court of law, in a real justice court, which we don't have hardly any at all, in a real justice court, this is lame excuse. So we apologize. We made a mistake. Although millions of people died, please forgive us. And, you know, sadly, I don't know if any of those people are ever going to go. I hope they do. I hope that they're going to get put in jail or, justice is going to be brought to the folks that have been victimized. I wouldn't bet on it. And I'd bet anyway, but I really wouldn't bet on it at all. I wouldn't bet anything on it, $5. I don't think that hardly any of these folks are going to get put in jail. I don't know if there's some sweeping, white hat movement that's going to come down and round all these folks up. I know the Q people think that there is, but I don't believe that that's true. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back in this side. We're going to actually start talking about what's going on here in not only in Europe, but here in the United States. And it's preposterous, but that's the world we live in. NorthwestLibertyNews.com, NorthwestLibertyNews.com, LibertyLinks.io/Jim's Links. We'll be back after these brief messages. If you like classic cars, exceptional service, and a money-back guarantee, then the Corner Shop in beautiful downtown Kalispell is the place for you. Whether it's an oil change, engine diagnostic, suspension work, or brakes all around, the Corner Shop has you covered. With expert technicians and a free consultation on all services, you can't go wrong with the Corner Shop. Did I mention the classic cars? While you're waiting for your expert service to be performed, take a stroll through the showroom to see Kalispell's smoothest collection of classic cars. The Corner Shop is conveniently located at 1212 South Main, just south of the courthouse. The Corner Shop is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m., so drop by for an appointment or call 755-7777. That's 755-7777. The Corner Shop, Kalispell's full-service auto repair facility.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Legacy and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Have you heard of Protovite? The most common health concern today is poor digestive health. Unlike ordinary supplements, Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology. A published scientific study proves that Protovite is nutrition that gets in 100% of the time. Protovite uses the highest quality ingredients to rapidly nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone, and so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking.
Protovite, nutrition that gets in. Buy Protovite now.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medication. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
Okay, folks, bloodboost.net. That's bloodboost.net. If you're interested in Protovite, I take Protovite. It's awesome stuff. It's a liquid vitamin supplement. And if you're not supplementing, you probably need to, because, of course, they've pretty much grown all the nutrients out of the crops. They're really not concerned about our health. They're really concerned about our sickness. They want us to continue to be sick, malnourished, and, you know, our immune system to be destroyed so they can sell drugs to us from their pharmaceutical companies. It's all at the top. They're all connected. It's all a big screw job. And we're all the ones getting screwed. Anyway, bloodboost.net, that's bloodboost.net. And all your support of this program helps support this broadcast, all your support of our sponsors. Also, if you haven't, you don't have a cook stove, by the way. I see my Pro Stove floating across the bottom there. If you don't have a Kelly kettle, you know, you can buy as much food as you want. But if you don't have a way to cook it, then it's not going to be very useful for you. So you can go to myprostove.com and pick up a Kelly kettle. And you'll never have to worry about having any fuel, because there's plenty of fuel laying around on the ground that you can use. It's a bio stove, so you can use leaves and sticks and pine cones and dried animal dung, which wouldn't be my first choice. But you know how that goes. Anyway, if you want to call into the broadcast, 563-999-3736, 563-999-3736, northwesterbaynews.com is the website. And you can go there and check out the article that I just put out. I think it was yesterday, 2 days ago, about the votes, the invalid votes here in Montana. It's stunning how many votes have been invalidated. And it's about 26.2% of all the votes cast. It's third world banana republic type stuff. And, you know, again, we've allowed this to happen. We've allowed our great nation to devolve into really a banana republic run by despots. You know, I wish I was wrong. For example, this whole college, you know, repayment college deal going on here, you know, the taxpayers are going to foot everybody's bill that didn't pay their college or can't pay their college. It's ridiculous. I had to pay for college. At any rate, go over some of these stories here, and I was kind of touching on this earlier. The end of abundance. Macron warns of major tipping point and great upheaval as difficult winter approaches. Why so much of Europe facing cold winters thanks to the war in Ukraine? Various leaders have been sounding the alarm over the sacrifices people are going to have to make in order to maintain opposition to Vladimir Putin, who's betting on fracturing the EU due to Russia's immense leverage energy. He's talking about how people are going to have to make sacrifices again. Do you think this soy boy is going to actually spend one cold night in his mansion there as leader of France, or the stately manner of the president? Whatever. I've never seen the place. I imagine it's probably outlandish. You think he's going to have to turn the heat off or conserve energy or anything? Nah, not even one night, not even an hour, not even a minute, not even 1 minute. Is this guy going to care about conserving energy? He's not going to make any sacrifices, I guarantee you. Oh, he may actually put two or three of the SUVs into the garage and just drive the sedan for a couple of months to make it look good for, you know, photo ops. And instead of helicopter in the meetings, he may just take a motorcade to make him, you know, so he can virtue signal. Other than that, this clown is not going to be suffering at all. You better believe that. Not any. And to think otherwise is, I think, ridiculous. This is all part of the plan of order out of chaos. What do you think's going to happen over there when people can't heat their homes? And they're sitting around shivering and freezing and hungry, and they're cold and they're unhappy. You're looking at potential chaos, which, you know, this is what they want. You've heard the old saying, right? I think it was Rahm Emanuel. Not an old saying, but it was a saying that Rahm Emanuel said here, I don't know, several years ago, a dozen years ago, 10 years ago. Never let a good crisis go to waste. That just wasn't an offhanded comment by him. That's like their game plan. That's like in their playbook. If you ever had a chance to to get their playbook, if there even was one, if there was one, let's say, that would be definitely something that was written in there, for sure. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Along with order out of chaos, along with the Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. Of course, the divide and conquer, and the ongoing MK Ultra trauma-based mind control program that we've all been under for several years now. And with the media right there, right alongside, right, and right along with these scoundrels, helping them every step of the way. Pathetic. UK government warned of civil unrest over people's inability to pay energy bills. Yeah. Yeah, this isn't an accident. This isn't – you tell me all of a sudden – wrong screen. You tell me all of a sudden they just can't get energy? It's all – you know, after how many years of being able to do this, is what has changed so much? You know, did natural gas stop? Did they no longer – is it not produced anymore in the Earth's crust? Is all the oil dried up? I mean, coal, all the coal has been extinguished? No, of course not. There's abundance of this stuff. There's an abundance. It's just like the pipeline here in the United States. They cut off the pipeline and then cry that there was an energy shortage, there's an oil shortage. Anybody that at all that stands behind these folks, all your neurons aren't firing together or something. I just don't understand. I mean, what more has to be illustrated? What more has to be revealed to know that these people are just plain old crooks? And why we're putting up with it, I just don't understand. Just don't understand. There should be 1,000 radio shows like this one on every day at 10 o'clock, 1,000 on at 11, 1,000 on at noon, every day. There should be people marching outside these institutions. If you don't have the skills or the ability to do a radio show, or you don't do video, or you don't really want to be, fine. Get together with some other people, some like-minded people, and protest. Stand in front of the place holding signs. Say, oh, protesting doesn't matter. You're doing something. Right, you're doing something, right? And then people will see you that may be willing to do more than you, and they'll be inspired by you, and they'll be the ones that'll write the blog. They'll be the ones that'll do a YouTube channel. They'll be the ones that start petitioning to get these scoundrels out of office. But they would never have done it unless they saw you motivate them and encourage them to do so. So like I said before, you know, everybody can do something, even if it's being a bad example. Even if you try something and you fail miserably and you crash down in flames, I mean, as long as you don't violate someone's rights and do something, you know, illegal or underhanded, people will look at that and go, okay, so we know that doesn't work, okay? Because John tried that or Tracy tried that maneuver and it didn't work. It's a no-go. So let's not waste our time on that. So even in your failures, right, you can teach the rest of us, but you never will never do it sitting on your couch. You never do it being afraid. You never do it worrying about what people think of you. You know, are you going to get cancel cultured? That stuff doesn't last very long anyway. People have come after me several times. It doesn't have a very long shelf life, right? Especially these days. Just get over it. Let them say what they want. Ignore them. It goes, and just keep doing your job. You don't let these punks take you off what you have to do. Who cares what they think? Half of them are probably bots anyway. You're going to be concerned about what some avatar on a freaking computer thinks of you while the country's burning up, while people are falling over dead because of the fake jab? We got to take a network break here, folks. Didn't really plan on going on a whole rant today, but you know how that goes. NorthwestLibertyNews.com, NorthwestLibertyNews.com, LibertyLinks.io/Jim's Links. Critical Disclosure is on BrightTN TV each Monday evening at 5 p.m. Check it out. Be back after these brief messages. Okay, folks, thanks for hanging on with the break. I'm your host, James White. This is Northwest Liberty News. We have to take that network break. That's a Brighteon Radio network break each half an hour on the half an hour. So we appreciate you sticking with us after that. This is the Northwest Liberty News radio show coming to you live from Kalispell, Montana. If you're tuning in looking for the Critical Disclosure radio show, that has been moved to Monday evenings on Brighteon TV, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And I believe this Monday we're going to have Roger Sales on the show. I haven't going to connect with Roger. But if you haven't not familiar with Roger Sales and his his work as far as becoming a state national, I tell you, you really don't want to miss that episode. He is this guy's brilliant. Had him on the show many times. It's going to be very difficult for him to get all the information in that short amount of time, but we're going to do our best, and I have to confirm that with him. We broadcast each weekday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, and we're on a variety of different networks, including Rumble, Facebook. Now, today, we're on Blog Talk Radio and also on Brighteon Radio. So check out what's going on over at Brighteon, brighteonradio.com or brighteon.tv or just brighteon.com if you want to check out the video platform that Mike Adams and his team have put together over there. That's been a home for a lot of people that have been censored, kicked off the mainstream platforms. Mike Adams has created a home for them over there, and I'm delighted to be involved with Mike and involved with Brighteon. Okay, we're going to continue to pick up here what's going on, and we've been talking about Europe here, talking about the order out of chaos, the Hegelian dialectic, and everything that happens seemingly every single time. They have like a playbook that they run, and you've heard this called a scientific dictatorship. They've known, even from the work of Edward Bernays, his famous work, Propaganda, which is probably the premier publication about propaganda. I mean, he actually wrote the book. He realizes that you find it, if you read it, it's very thin. Just you can pick it up. It's really, pick it up at Amazon or your favorite bookstore. Very small book. You can read it probably in an hour or two. But really what you get out of it, one of the things I got out of it is it's easier to control the masses. It's easier to control 10,000 people than 10 people. it doesn't seem like that should be true, but it is. Because what happens is you get the herd mentality. You get the, I don't want to be an outcast. I don't want to step aside, be outside the crowd. I don't want to get noticed. I don't want to be singled out. I don't want to be ostracized. I don't want to be kicked out of the group, right? Right. This is an inherent, human condition that I don't believe. It's very hard to just push that out. I mean, people don't like to be isolated. Why do you think they put prisoners in solitary confinement? They don't do that so they can catch up on their reading without being interrupted by the other prisoners. That's not why they do that, because they know they're not stupid. They know human nature. They've been studying it for quite some time. They realize that isolating people and putting them in solitary confinement is an extra punishment over their just regular day-to-day incarceration, because people were social animals. We like to interact with folks, and this is what they're doing. This is what happens when they do the cancel culture or they do the political correctness. What it's doing is it's chilling your speech. They're trying to keep you from communicating with people. They don't want us to come together, because then we start talking amongst ourselves and we start realizing, hey, wait a minute. You're not the enemy. We're pretty well. We have a couple of differences, but generally speaking, we want the same thing, right? We want, you know, to live in safety. We want to be able to support our family, you know, raise our children up properly in a moral, you know, a morally themed, you know, society. If you know, I think the reason I'm having a difficult time with that, because it's so far gone. I mean, morality is just gone these days. The culture is just, of all the things that have really collapsed, the culture is pretty much, it's leading the way. And unfortunately, a lot of things are downstream from culture. That's why, and when I say that, meaning the culture influences a lot of other things afterwards. And that's why it's been attacked. That is a plan by the enemy to do exactly what they're doing now. They're again, this is a scientific dictatorship. These people just didn't last weekend all get together, you know, in Bohemian Grove and plan this stuff. They may have been together in Bohemian Grove, because I think they go in July. So they probably just got back here. Some of them just got back a couple of weeks ago. But this plan has been hatched way, way before that. You better believe it. Let's check a couple of these other news things. So we talked here. We've been talking so far about Europe. But what do you think about this? 1 in 6 homes are behind on power bills. They can't pay their power bills here because of the increase in power rates and cost it is for natural gas and other ways to fuel their homes. I mean, 1 in 6 in America, 1 in 6 people can't pay their bills. Right? But you know what? Zelensky and his cabinet, they can pay their bills because we've sent them billions of dollars to do so. We've sent billions of dollars overseas to a foreign land for a war that no one really here wants to be involved in, which we know is a CIA-run, you know, establishment war to protect all of the treasures and all of the crimes that really originate and have originated from Ukraine for a long time. They send billions of dollars over there, yet 1 in 6 Americans are behind on their power bills, right? One in six are behind their power bills, but the people in Ukraine are resting easy. Do you understand? These people are crooks. They're criminals. They're enemies of this nation. They're traitors. They're traitors. There's no other way to put it. These people are traitors. So what they're doing is they're hopefully this is, again, this is going to piss people off, and they're hoping to get some unrest. They're hoping to get political unrest. Maybe turmoil benefits them. Turmoil benefits the establishment. You know why? Because they've been stockpiling food for years. They've been stockpiling bullets for years. I used to think what would happen in a breakdown when they set up the FEMA camps and they have all the storable food that they've been accumulating, all there available for you to come and eat. Of course, that's just not going to be free to you. There's going to be conditions with that. I used to think the conditions were going to be where you would have to turn a firearm in or something to be able to get a pass into the FEMA camp to be able to get a hot meal for you and your family. Now I'm starting to think they're just going to say you have to sign up for the social credit app. And once they get you in that, it really doesn't matter. I mean, at that point, it hardly matters how many guns you have. I mean, you cut off your ability to get gas. They could bring it up to your ignition so you can't start your car unless you flash your social credit app over the reader. Can't get fuel for your home, can't get food, can't really purchase any items anywhere unless you're in the system, unless you got your social credit app. So, you know, they don't really have to understand. They realize that they're outnumbered. They realize that we're well-armed and we outnumber them 10,000 to 1. We would absolutely destroy them if everybody that was a firearm owner in this country stood up and fought against the machine, if you will. They wouldn't last hours. We outnumber them. It's incredible how much we outnumber them. So they know that they can't do a physical war against the American people. They may threaten it. They may gaslight. And they may, with 87,000 IRS agents, things like that, they realize that they have no match. I don't care how many IRS agents they hire. They're not going to be able to overcome an armed population that unites. They know this. They know this. So what are they doing? They're trying to go about it and take control in other ways than armed conflict, like the things that I just mentioned. Once we get on, if we accept this digital central bank currency, the central bank digital currency, you're locked in a cage, surrounded by guards, and you've got a paperclip. And that's all, the only thing you have to be able to escape it, because otherwise, you know, unless you're MacGyver, you got paperclip and a gum wrapper, you ain't getting out, right? Once you get in that social credit system and you sign on to it, and everything that you have is tied to it, you're at that point, you might as well just put shackles on and walk around, you know, in chains, because that's essentially what you're going to be. Because they can just shut you off at any time. They hit a button and you're done. They check a box and nothing works for you. Nothing. If you want to call into the show and comment on this or other things, you can call 563-999-3736. 563-999-3736. Pardon me. I think that's the right thing. I don't know if I have the right to. Yeah, I think I do. I got to pull this over here. I got to pull this over to. This might not be the right thing. Let me remove this. To be able to get the phone system to work, I've got to pull the Blog Talk thing right over here into this window. And it sucks. I hate doing that. I hate having to do that. So we'll have to do it anyway, though, if anybody calls. There we go. All right, now people can hear if they call in. Again, 563-999-3736 if you want to call in or have any comments about this. So one out of six homes are behind on power, and it's not looking like there's going to be a whole lot of relief in sight, especially when gas prices go back up again, which you know inevitably they will. They're probably going to keep things low for the election, like they're handing out money, you know, to gain votes. There's not putting nothing past these people. They're crooks. They're foreigners. They're usurpers. You know, and you think Biden runs things? Come on, the guy can't run a pencil sharpener. I wouldn't trust him putting a pair of gloves on. I mean, all right. So over here to naturalnews.com, the flagship website of the founder of Brighteon Radio and Brighteon TV, Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. Florida arrests charges 20 individuals with election fraud. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the landmark election integrity legislation last April, effectively creating the Office of Election Crimes, and they have arrested and charged 20 individuals across the state. Okay, so I'm just going to say on record here, I don't trust Ron DeSantis. I think Ron DeSantis is a hardcore Zionist shill, and I don't think we need to have Ron DeSantis. That's the last person that we need in the White House is Ron DeSantis. I'll never vote for Ron DeSantis. I don't support Ron DeSantis. I don't support Zionists, ever. Don't support Zionists. Don't want to, won't do it. You know, it's when they've been revealed as Zionists, I'm sure there's probably some that, you know, all of us probably support. We don't even realize what goes on behind the scenes. I mean, who knows? We're not in those, you know, we don't know secrets, those secret conversations that they have. At any rate, he's an open, avowed Zionist. So it's really easy for me to detect him because he's just open about it. He wears it on his sleeve. Not a Ron DeSantis fan. I'm happy that they're arresting people for election fraud. I'm happy to see that. Not a fan of his. This is just gives you an idea, folks. You wonder where we're going here, right? I mean, this is coming here to you in your town. German protesters demand the right to have sex with animals, including dogs, horses, boars, and anything else they can catch. They demand the right. They demand the right to have sex with animals. I mean, just think about that for a minute. Just try to process that madness just for 1 second. They demand the right. What about the animals' rights? Where are the animals' rights people? Doesn't the animals have rights? I mean, animals have more rights than people, generally, don't they? I mean, you know, you show photos of babies being abused, and, you know, CPS, mass kidnapping and money laundering, and they're basically trafficking children, and people just yawn and have a sip of tea. But you show a cat or a dog being abused, holy cow, it's outrage. They're outraged. I can't believe you would treat an animal that way. But, the massive amount of child trafficking, human trafficking that goes on with Child Protective Services every day, including today, right now. Yeah. Yeah, we'll just turn the football game on. This is the mentality of folks. Anyway, I don't want to go down that whole thing about the pet worship deal. I don't want to go down there. At any rate, let's move on. This is no surprise to anyone. Detailed analysis shows clearly just how corrupt the FBI became in the age of Trump. So you think it was just the age of Trump? Hey, ask Randy Weaver, God rest his soul, if he was still alive. Ask Randy Weaver if he thinks that it became corrupt in the age of Trump. No, sadly, it's been corrupt for a long, long time. It wasn't the age of Trump. Look at Waco, right? Waco and Randy Weaver. I don't think you need to use any other examples to show that the feds have been crooked for a long, long time. And I'm sure not a very exhaustive study could find even more examples of the feds being crooks. So, no, I don't buy that story. With all deference to Mike and his writers, I don't believe this is accurate. Shouldn't say that. Detailed analysis shows clearly how corrupt. Okay, it doesn't say they first became corrupt during the Trump administration. I guess they became even more corrupt. So I would buy that one. I would buy that. Yeah, they're crooks. They're crooked, even here in Montana. Community college sued after banning flyers. If you don't go to the college fix, you probably should put that on your some of the stuff that goes on in these colleges, folks. Holy cow. I don't even know how college is just not like it was back when I was going. I can tell you that much. I can tell you that much right now. Remember, now with Biden paying off the student loans, we're paying for all this stuff. Just go on. See all the wackiness on the college fix. Just know you're paying for it. You're paying for it. And Biden's just handing your money away. So here we go. Community college sued after banning flyers critical of socialism. Administrators removed a student group's posters condemning socialism and progressive ideas. Three students sued their California community college for its ban on flyers expressing political views and another restrictive student expression policy. They, of course, you can't. I mean, what happened when college was where fertile ideas and where it was free flowing information and it was freedom of speech and you could express yourself, free expression. What happened to those days? What happened to those days? I'll tell you what happened. Slowly but surely, over many, many years, these people with these similar mindsets have been taken over institutions and moving themselves up and being promoted up into positions of power. And now they run things, right? They've been playing a really good game. They've been pretending that they're mainstream or pretending that they are middle of the road or neutral. They're not. They have an agenda. And now, sadly, all these people have snuck into power right in front of our very eyes, and they set policy. They set policy on a regular basis. Again, fell asleep at the wheel. We all did. We're all in somewhat responsible for it. So, again, another shocker. Poll shows the trust in FBI plummets, and the FBI and DOJ plummets after the Trump raid. Well, the thing that gets me is I can't believe that it took that long. I can't believe that it took that long for people to realize. I mean, I've talked before about the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, Rashad Salam. The FBI trained him, told him it was a mock exercise with the intention of setting him up as the patsy for being the one that blew up the World Trade Center. Look at the Gretchen Whitmer case. Look at the J6 case. And it took them raiding Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence before people kind of got it? It's really, it's disheartening to think it took that long. You know, of course, this is, you know, Newsmax, and I don't really follow Newsmax very much. I don't know how accurate their reporting is all the time. If I remember correctly, I think they're involved in some censorship and stuff of some viewpoints, but I don't know for sure, so I don't want to throw them under the bus. And this guy's a total clown, but he's probably right. Pollster Nate Silver admits Biden's student loan handout is transactional policy to buy Democratic votes. Well, we knew this, right? Pollster Nate Silver admits Biden's student loan handout is transactional policy to buy Democratic votes, claims it's similar to the way Trump appealed to Republican voters with his tax cuts. I think that tax cuts is a little bit different than handing out free money to colleges and having universities, having your buddies at the universities paid for. Now, are you familiar, and I think I talked about this 2 days ago or 3 days ago, some of the endowments of some of these universities are just outrageous, off the charts, billions in the billions of dollars. Billions. They don't have to charge people. They could literally probably go, oh, in perpetuity, without charging anybody anything. If you've got $50, $60 billion in your bank, in your endowment, you don't have to charge anybody for college forever. I mean, do you understand how much dough that is? I mean, you know how much dough that is? I mean, that is it's astronomical. It's outrageous. It's not even, you can't get your mind around it, $60 billion, and they got to charge folks for education. And what's the education? It's freaking junk. It's useless. It's a fraud. I've taught college a fraud for a long time. So we've added PJ Media because our friend Megan Fox, we've added PJ Media to our list of locations that we hit news from. And I should have been doing it all along. I like PJ Media. They got good stuff. PJMedia.com. That's PJMedia.com. Yeah, they catch a lot of good stories on here. We know this whistleblower. Here's another one for the FBI. We didn't even talk about that. FBI officials. Let me skip this. FBI officials instructed Asians not to investigate Hunter Biden's laptop before the 2020 election. Forget about law and order and justice, and you know there's no law and order. There's no more law and order. Barely any justice. Corruption, the rot is so deep and at such a level that I sometimes wonder how we're going to come back from it, folks. I really do. I mean, especially since enough people aren't outraged. People just aren't even outraged yet. But what's it going to take to be outraged? Remember, the longer we wait to be outraged and to take this country back, the more advantage they gain. Right, they improve their position against us over time, just like over time they've got to where they're at now. So if you're not standing up, and I'm not saying you have to be violent. I've never called for violence on this broadcast, and I've only called for defending yourself, of course, and I don't think that anybody would disagree with that. You don't have to be violent. You don't have to get guns. You don't have to get baseball bats, motorcycle chains, tire irons. You don't have to do any of this. You just have to get together with your neighbors here in your community and say, we're not going to comply. We're going to become ungovernable. We're not going to allow you to govern us. We're going to say, no, we're not going to do it. That's all we got to do. That's all we got to do. Folks, we're just out of time. That went kind of fast. Check out what I've got going on over at NorthwestLibertyNews.com, NorthwestLibertyNews.com, LibertyLinks.io/Jim's Links. Appreciate you looking in. Thanks to Brighteon Radio. Till next time, this is James White for Northwest Liberty News, saying bye now.